It can take up to 7 years for a non-English speaker to become proficient in the language. Ask anyone who's ever tried to learn it, English is one tough tongue to master. Take Leonid Shimonovich, who came to Green Bay in 1995.
The man who created English, he was crazy or he was drunk.
Shimonovich is from Moscow. He speaks 7 languages, including Ukrainian, Yiddish, German, and a little Czech. He says English is the hardest of them all.
Here, GH is F, F is F, PH is F, Y. C, sometimes C, sometimes K, sometimes S, Y.
For the last 5 years, Mr. Shimonovich has worked with a volunteer tutor from the Literacy Council of Brown County. He's a lucky one. 130 others are on a waiting list. The Literacy Council believes one-on-one learning is the best way to get English. The person responsible for recruiting volunteers is Kathy Cornell. She says students come to the Literacy Council with varying degrees of formal schooling.
Especially with ESL students, they can come from countries where they had very little schooling, like our Asian students, or even some of our Mexican students who come from the peninsula down there, where they maybe only had 4 years of schooling, to people that are college educated. So there's such a gamut of what the ESL population is like in Green Bay that our ideal approach would be to have one tutor to tutor one student.
Cornell says having someone go over lessons one-on-one is the best way to find a person's strengths and weaknesses.
If you drag your feet, if I drag my feet, what does that mean?
I'm tired.
Okay.
Since there aren't nearly enough tutors to go around, the Literacy Council has shifted its focus toward teaching small groups. This group of 8 students is gathered in a windowless basement classroom. They're here on a Thursday morning for their third level class. It's the Literacy Council's highest. There are roughly 900 English as a Second Language, or ESL, students at the council. 2/3 of them take classes like this. After completing this class, students who want more practice will go on the tutor waiting list. Teacher Mary Huebner is trying to explain American slang, like what's it mean to be an eager beaver?
So if you're an eager beaver at work, you're going to be getting the raise, okay? Okay, an egghead. What's an egghead?
Besides the baffling slang, students seem puzzled as to why the Brown County Board recently passed a measure that requires all county business be done in English. It stopped short of making English the county's official language. But to Moses Morrow, it's common sense. You move to a new country, you learn a new language. You don't need local politicians telling you to do it.
It's better for you and your family. If you have family, it's better. You can work all the way you want and travel and go for yourself everywhere.
Another student feels the same way, that learning English is in a newcomer's best interest. Yi Vu moved to Green Bay from Thailand 7 years ago. Vu and his tutor, Nancy Steimart, have worked together since last fall.
If someone translates for me all the time, so next time I don't know how to speak. And then I try to learn more and more and how to speak.
And I think that's very important. I think the community has the wrong view that immigrants don't, because most immigrants do want to learn English. Not that they lose their traditions, but that they learn the language of the country that they came to.
Steimart is a retired nurse with no experience teaching anything. The Literacy Council's Kathy Cornell says that's typical of volunteer tutors. She says the most important qualification for becoming a tutor is the desire to help someone.
You don't need to know a foreign language because our training teaches you how to teach English through like the immersion process, so that by hearing you and modeling what you're saying, they're going to gradually learn English, which is how most people learn a language anyway.
Becoming a tutor isn't like volunteering to stuff envelopes or answer phones. It requires a big commitment. First, there's a 14-hour training course. Also, the Literacy Council needs tutors to promise 1 year of their time. That's so students aren't bounced around from one tutor to another. Tutors and students must meet at least once a week. Cornell says the time commitment may drive some prospective volunteers away, but she says the payback of helping a student become an English speaker is worth it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.